Good day from the KYMN newsroom. I'm Rich Larson on FM 95.1 and AM 1080. The Minnesota legislature is entering the final 5 to 6 weeks of the 2024 season, so things are, as Representative Christy Purcell said, ramping up. As this is an even-numbered year, the legislature does not have a biennial budget to create, so traditionally, legislators will try to pass a bonding bill in order to help fund localized projects. Purcell said there are two projects for which she is advocating right now. The first is approximately $3.75 million on a city-state dollar-for-dollar match for the Bridge Square redevelopment project. For the last few years, the city of Northfield has been discussing a redevelopment of the park in the center of downtown that would include adding more green space, creating a larger central gallery area adjacent to the riverside with a terraced entry, updating the lighting, and possibly building a pergola along the terraced entrance. City Administrator Ben Martig joined Purcell at the Capitol last week to testify before the Capitol Investment Committee. She said reception from the committee for the project was favorable, but it was not without a bit of collegiate rivalry thrown in as well.
The chair of the Capital Investment Committee graduated from Carleton. So there was a fun little local moment that Northfielders will appreciate where he was asking, oh, that's where the statue is, right? Which way is that eagle pointing? And he knows that I went to St. Olaf. And so, he wanted to make sure that tradition would carry forth.
The second project she is working on would create state matching funds to build infrastructure in co-op neighborhoods. The idea is a new one to Minnesota, but a neighborhood of this type has been proposed for the southeast section of Northfield on land owned by the Housing and Redevelopment Authority. Purcell said she and Martig testified before the Capital Investment Committee, asking that $10 million be allocated to the Housing Committee to establish the program, and she and Rice County Commissioner Galen Mollica testified before the Housing Committee about the idea as well. Purcell said she understands that new ideas come with questions, but she sees the plan as an innovative idea to help with a problem that is plaguing the entire state.
And of course, we know there's that missing middle housing needs across the state of Minnesota, but the fact that we could try to do something innovative here and set the model for other communities to look at, Minnesota-made manufactured homes, cooperative model on city-owned land, I think is there are a lot of questions, but I think there's also a lot of potential for us to innovate.
Bonding bills are generally the final things passed during a legislative session, and usually at the 11th hour. The 2024 legislative session is constitutionally mandated to end on May 20th. Donations are now being accepted for the 2024 edition of the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary Book Fair. The annual event has been a Northfield tradition for more than 60 years. Northfielders have been known to line up outside of the Ice Arena, which is home to the book fair, hours before opening day. The book fair is so well appreciated for several reasons, not the least of which is the cause it supports. Relying completely on donated books, the fair is the major fundraiser for the Northfield Hospital Auxiliary, which is a volunteer organization that helps in creating a better experience for people at the Northfield Hospital. Over its long history, the Auxiliary Book Fair has raised more than $1.2 million to support hospital projects, community programs, and scholarships for students in the greater Northfield community. Book Fair Chair Mark Hyman said the money is always put to very good use.
Items that the Northfield Hospital could use but can't necessarily put in the budget. For instance, a few years ago, they bought several chairs for the cancer facility, so folks who are getting their chemotherapy have a comfortable place to sit. They've bought some training devices and other things, so it's things that really contribute to the healthcare environment here in Northfield.
Another reason the book fair is so popular is the ease it offers to shoppers, generally offering more than 70,000 items, including books, DVDs, CDs, vinyl records, games, and puzzles. Everything is carefully sorted by the hundreds of volunteers who put the event together. The fair is divided into several different sections, each of which can be filled with thousands of books. Hyman said that would not be possible without the vast number of people who find the best way to help out.
Each of those individual sections then has volunteers, and we've got folks who are responsible, obviously, during the sale for the cashiers and the tellers. We've got a volunteer who's solely dedicated to managing all of the cardboard and recycling that we generate during this event. You know, there's so many different people who have so many interesting jobs that they've kind of dedicated themselves to. It's an amazing operation to be part of.
The book fair accepts donations from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. premium. They can only accept items in good or excellent condition, and the list of things that will not be taken in includes textbooks published before 2019, English language dictionaries, encyclopedias, Reader's Digest condensed books, magazines, VHS tapes, cassette tapes, and 78 RPM records. Donations will be accepted for the rest of this week through 5 p.m. on Friday. The book fair will run from April 23rd until April 28th. For more information, visit northfieldbookfair.org. And a project that created a dangerous area on I-35 last summer, just outside of Faribault, is now set to continue. Beginning today, the Minnesota Department of Transportation will be resurfacing work on about 4.5 miles of Interstate I-35 from County Road 48 to Highway 2. MnDOT officials concerned about the high number of crashes. There were several crashes, three involving fatalities inside of the construction zone last year, have collaborated with area first responders, City of Faribault and Rice County Highway Engineers, 911 dispatchers, towing companies, and the Rice County Attorney's Office to help ensure a safe traveling season for the thousands who travel area roads daily. Rice County Sheriff Jesse Thomas said his office has been meeting with all those different organizations as well, looking for the best detour routes in anticipation of a worst-case scenario.
We've met with MnDOT and State Patrol, emergency response, like the ambulance services, the fire departments, all the construction engineers, just looking at alternate routes for that. And I think we're prepared and hoping we don't need to activate everybody, but I'm sure we will have to.
A statement issued by Rice County said traffic will be reduced to a single lane from time to time, and ramps will be closed periodically throughout that project. Work on I-35 is expected to be complete by the end of the fall. For KYMN News, I'm Rich Larson on AM 1080 and FM 95.1. The One.